EHR implementation issues in ambulatory care and physician practices. Some settings that are included in the term ambulatory care are physician offices, clinics, and hospital outpatient services. Many clinics begin with a PMS or practice management system or a billing system. Many vendors of these systems now have EHR modules that will integrate well with the existing system. Even if the clinic has a system that integrates well internally, there may be interoperability issues with other systems internally and with external source systems such as a reference lab, commercial lab, imaging center, and the hospital where its physicians admit patients. Most EHR vendors have developed interfaces with many of the major lab systems and reference lab companies. However, sometimes the interface provided with commercial labs may only display an image of the lab results. It is better to interface the lab results as discrete data to be stored within the EHR. Interfacing between the clinic and the hospital systems can be challenging. The workflows and processes are different, and many hospitals have focused more on providing a physician portal where the data from the hospital can be viewed and downloaded as an image. Some portals allow the scheduling of an admission or surgery, but the demographic data generally must be entered into the portal rather than being interfaced from the clinic EHR. The basic modules of EHR functionality in an ambulatory care system are practice management and the clinical applications. Within practice management, we have scheduling, check-in, in-basket, and check-out. These processes are related and flow from one into the next. The scheduling, check-in, and check-out are self-explanatory. The in-basket functionality provides workflow information throughout the clinic. It alerts the medical assistant or nurse that the patient has arrived and alerts the physician when the patient has been roomed and is ready to be seen. It can provide information to the office manager regarding how long the patient has been waiting. The patient clinical summary may display some demographic information, a problem list, a current medication list, a listing of recent visits, and results that are available for review. For documentation, the EHR should include care plans, guidelines, protocols and pathways, or care maps. These functions should incorporate evidence-based medicine knowledge and resources. CPOE is a component of an EHR in ambulatory care, although it may not be called that. This includes the process of ordering a lab test, making a referral, or issuing other orders. E-prescribing is the writing of a prescription that will be filled by an external pharmacy. This may be a retail pharmacy, a community pharmacy, or a mail-order pharmacy. E-prescribing should be able to alert the physician about the patient's drug benefits, including formulary requirements, and the patient's copayment that will be required. The NCPDP, or National Council for Prescription Drug Programs, standards are required by the Medicare Modernization Act of 2003 for Medicare Part D beneficiaries. Because of this, other payers are adopting this requirement as a standard as well. Hospital pharmacies typically use HL7 for communication between CPOE and the pharmacy system. These two standards are currently incompatible. Presently, e-prescribing cannot be used for controlled substances, although new regulations are being developed that may permit this. Clinical messaging is a secure transmission of clinical information from one location to another among the healthcare community. This may include transmission within a health information exchange. Some clinical messaging may be done with encrypted emails, and sometimes a web portal is used to access the application. Physician offices may connect to a provider portal offered by a hospital and may be able to enter orders and retrieve lab results through that portal. One way that a clinic or physician practice may obtain an EHR is through an application service provider, or ASP. In this case, the EHR is provided through a subscription fee service and accessed via the internet. The application service provider supplies the hardware and backup support at their site. In the community model, a provider may acquire an EHR license through another provider. The benefits are similar to the ASP model, since the need for data center maintenance and support staff is eliminated or minimized. The community model may be offered through a hospital, which will either allow the provider to use the same system as the hospital or one that is well integrated with the hospital system. An EMR is site-specific, internal to the practice. The EHR includes all of the EMRs and other health information in a more integrated approach. Some of the steps for selecting an EHR are: designate a work team and establish a strategic work plan. Research the basic functionality of EMR and EHR systems. Become acquainted with the terminology or technology language. Conduct a readiness assessment and analysis of workflow. Identify criteria for selecting a system. Identifying potential vendors. Prepare a request for proposal, or RFP. Prepare for vendor demonstrations, and make your selection. There are a variety of data capture methods that may be used in an EHR. Some of these are: entering data directly, including templates or screens completed by the user; scanning handwritten documents; transcribing text reports created by using dictation or speech recognition; interfacing or feeding data from other information systems, such as laboratory systems, radiology systems, blood pressure monitors, or electrocardiograms. The data capture methods chosen can impact data quality. Direct data entry is the most desirable, since it results in discrete, structured data that can be easily analyzed and reported. Built-in edits, drop-down lists, and dialog boxes can be used to enforce data quality. However, many times clinicians find that this method does not allow the unique characteristics of a patient and their condition to be properly described. Developing policies and procedures for various scenarios is important. It is also important to practice the process so that staff will know what to do when the situation occurs. A standard template can be used for planned downtime notification to ensure that the information needed by staff is communicated effectively. Planned downtime allows the printing of information that will be needed. A process for bringing the system back online will generally start with the registration and scheduling that occurred during the downtime. Clinical applications would be brought up next, followed by financial applications. A drill may be conducted by walking through the facility and asking staff questions about how they would handle a situation, such as how to order a test when the system is down. And here are some resources used to develop this presentation.